closely, the text does not say vex with devils. It says vex with a devil. This text is unlike the legion in the book of Mark.
That's right. There you go.
See, because you see, Mark talks about Jesus as a meteorologist, a psychologist, a gynecologist, and a pediatrician. Do I have some help in the house? He talks about him in different ways, but this girl, she is vexed with one devil.
That's it.
There can be six or seven devils within one person.
Yeah, that's right.
But the text says she's vexed with a devil. What is that telling you, parent? That's telling you that before you take the kid to the psychiatrist, you got to take the problem to Jesus.
Sit good.
Want the child to see the psychologist.
My Lord.
But Jesus got to see you and the child.
My Lord.
There are so many things that you just got to lift your child up. You can't do with your children everywhere they go.
Say it good.
I tell you all the time, Pleasant. I tell you all the time, Pleasant. All the time, look, I used to hit the street. I get back in by 3 o'clock in the morning. My grandma lock all the doors. You ain't got no key. I did not. I hit a fee chef. And she say, Michael. I said, yes, ma'am. She say, thank you, Jesus.
That's right. There you go.
That's because you're glad that the Lord broke that heart safe. Now I'm 56. Got my daughter in the street, put my son, he live with me. Sometimes he get in late, I'm shepherding. And I'm saying, thank you, Jesus.
That's right.
But you have to take your child or your children. And you don't start praying for your children when they're born. Start praying when you know you have conceived.
That's it.
I wish to answer that in the house. You got to start praying before they show up. You got to start praying before you see them face to face. You got to start praying when they're in the womb. She said, that's what I'm aiming. It wasn't a long prayer. It was humble prayer. It was a fervent prayer. It was a desperate prayer. It was a worshipful prayer. It was a preserving prayer. It was a determining prayer. But he answered, not a word.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus didn't even part his lips. That feel like 2019. Have you prayed? And you pray, and it feel like God never answered.
Say that good.
Feel that God never heard your prayer. I really didn't know what to come here and preach, but the Spirit put this on my text because, see, some mother, some father got to realize sometimes God is just not going to answer you when you think he ought to answer you.
That's all right. Say it good.
I got to show you in the text where this woman was with Jesus, standing by Jesus, crying out to Jesus, and the text come back and declare he didn't see a mumbling word.
That's right.
She's calling on him. She's in desperation. Her child is grievously sick with the devil, and she's begging Jesus, and she's talking to him and trying to get him to understand her problem, and Jesus says nothing.
That's right.
Let me break it down in your talk now. I go to Bible class. I go to Sunday school. I pay my tithe. I do my little offering. I give God everything. And God still just don't hear my call. I feel God has just abandoned me. Almost like my brother Elijah, where the ravens were healed, that the brook had dried up and the heavens had shut up.
Lord Jesus.
What do you do when the ravens are held up and your brook has dried up? And the ravens are held up and the heavens are shut up. What do you do?
Lord help me.
you look for your first look at my check and is it New York? Go to your faucet and then they cut your water off because you can't pay your bill. Go to the rear of the house and start praying, trying to talk to God, but look like your pride don't get out the house. What do you do? When you're calling on the man who can change it all in the twinkling of an eye, and he don't say a mumbling word.
Lord, help us, Lord.
And the disciples came and besought him, saying, look what he says. Look what they say. Watch closely. Send her away. Watch the next portion. For she cried after us. Take your glasses off. She is not crying after.
That's right. Tell it like it is. Tell it like it is.
She is not crying away.
Talk to me.
Because she's crying after us. Send her away. Who that sound like? Sound like the outlaw community. Bylaws committee are good in their proper places. When they come down the building and sign them in the but at Pleasant Green, I tell them, say, bye, law. Send her away! She cried after us! But he answered and said, I am not sent unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Press the text.
Then came she and worshiped him.
Oh, Lord, Lord.
Watch the text now.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Let me paint the picture. She brings her daughter. She's had prayer service because she had asked the Lord to have mercy on her daughter. Now, in verse 25, she started worship. What is the text trying to tell me, when you're going through what you're going through,
yes, go ahead.
You got to praise your way through. You got to worship him, God!
Yeah, that's all right.
I still love you!
Yeah, that's right.
The more hell you catch, the more you pray!
Yes, sir.
Lord, I'm still here with you!
Yeah.
She went from crying to praising. She went from crying to worshiping.
Yeah.
Have you tried to worship God through your problem? You lost a loved one. Have you tried to just worship through your loss? You lost your job. Did you ever try to worship through your loss? It's football season, I tell the church. Imagine come out with a new statistic, YAC yards after contact. Said Walter was a great player. He could run, he could move, he had lateral movement. He could stiff arm, he could move, he could push you. He could stop and then kick out again. But the one great thing he had was when he would get hit, he'd always fight for one more yard. Thank
you. Lord Jesus, say that.
Yards after contact. When the devil hit you with a pink slip on Friday, you show up on Sunday morning. saying, God wants you to wait. That's just yours after contact, y'all. When things just don't go right and you walk around your house and say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, just yours after contact. He kind of takes the all that you have, but you show up for Bible class knowing that God is going to deliver. That's just yours after. The devil thought he had me, but I'm going to keep worshiping, praising while I'm going through my storm. And the storm is not going to stop because the storm is only passing over. I tell Pastor Reed all the time, now, this world is not a permanent world. So why you think your problem is going to be permanent? Your problems are only passing.
That's all right.
Do I have some help in the house? Maybe y'all so got it together. Y'all don't have no pride. I'm the only one by myself. Maybe two or three boys that had some real serious problems. But look what takes. She goes to praise him, and look what she says. She started worshiping. She worshiped him. Now she says, Lord, help me. Anybody in the house ever cried, help me, Lord?
Yes,
oh, I'm fooling. Help me, please.
Yes, sir.
But he answered and said, it's not me to take the children to cast it to the dogs. Now, this was not something offensive, y'all. This was offensive. She was outside of the covenant.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Because he came to be with the Jew.
That's right. That's right.
She's a Gentile.
Yeah, amen.
So this, she wasn't called a cur dog, which is called a mangy dog. So it was that out of context because she's just a Gentile and she's not into the Jewish nation.
That's it.
I wish I had some people. I got some Bible readers in the house.
Yes,
so now, and she said, look what she said. Look at that 27th verse. Because she comes back and says, and she said, truth. Lord. She recognized that Jesus was telling the truth and was not just calling her a dog. So she come back and told him, truth. Lord, yet the dogs eat the crumb. Which ye are from thy master's table. But if now, although I'm a Gentile,
talk to me.
Ye are my master.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat from you. Do I have some pep in the house?
Yeah.
And the cause.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willard Brook Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
KQJO, Joseph Natchez 99.3.
An altar built, a table spread, a tree that grew, a life was spent between two thorns, justice was placed, blood for the world, amazing grace. Oh, how I'm drawn to the cross alone, the place where mercy and sin atone.